Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
We are back live on Chip Chat from the Intel Developer Forum. My name is Allison Klein, I'm the host, and I'm delighted to be joined by Brian Connors, VP of System X Development at IBM. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be here.
So you are in the midst of a very exciting day for IBM. Big announcement today. Why don't you tell us what you announced and how this fits in with your broader strategy for System X?
Today's announcement was pretty broad. We not only refreshed our entire product line with the new Xeon processors, all our rack and tower and our current Dataplex, but we also launched a new platform for dense and for cloud, really targeting cloud service providers as well as HPC and technical computing called NextScale.
So NextScale, tell me why you decided to create a new platform. I mean, you guys have a great portfolio of data center solutions. What's unique about this and why something added to the portfolio?
Well, as we see the evolution occurring in the marketplace and a lot of trends are shifting, we've had great success with iDataplex. iDataplex has been around for about 3 to 4 years. It actually started out to target a different segment than it really ended up being, and it's been a huge success in high-performance computing and technical computing as a result. But in doing that, you're starting to see a lot of the same trends that are occurring in high-performance computing. It's very minimalistic. You need density, you need storage, you need many, many cores, and you need simplicity. And as we looked at the next generation and NextScale, the development team really have been working closely with a lot of clients. And you look at the trends that are occurring in service providers, you're looking at a lot of the capabilities that are occurring, and NextScale came out. Now, NextScale is broader. It's much more channel ready. We call it channel ready, so there's capabilities to add value in the channel. And as we look at the system and the architecture itself, it fits into a standard 19-inch rack, where iDataplex didn't. So iDataplex was great for new infrastructure, but if there's existing infrastructure, it was challenged against standard racks.
That makes sense. We are taking live questions in the audience, so if you've got a question for Brian, please raise your hand. I'm sure he's ready for them. You launched this platform on the same day that Intel launched our next generation of E5 processors, the E5-2600V2, and obviously there was a lot of collaboration with Intel and IBM in bringing your solution to market. Can you talk a little bit about what that collaboration was like and how that will ultimately benefit your customers?
Our relationship with Intel is very strong, and it's grown, you know, give and take over many, many years, but if we look at it now, you know, we're still a lead validation partner of Intel. Innovation is a key to what we do. So it's not only around what we've done with this launch, but also if you look at our EX5 architecture, our enterprise class servers,
Yep. A
lot of innovation goes around doing the 3850s EX5 class of products, really around building value around Intel architecture in collaboration with Intel.
Do we have any questions from the audience? I think we've got one.
Is the server that you announced today mainly for high performance computing like iDataplex was?
No, it's actually not. High-performance computing is a natural because of the density and the capabilities. But if you look at the trends and what's occurring in cloud service providers, and what we call sometimes the hybrid data center, the ability to have a lot of the characteristics of not burdened, heavy-managed servers, but simple systems with high density, the ability to swap out components, be able to customize, this is a perfect fit. It's not a rack system, so a lot of those environments today are typical rack environments. But as you look forward and you look at the density and the capability of something like a NextScale, it starts to fit in for where those markets and segments are going.
How has the customer response been? I know that you launched today, but I'm sure you've told your customers that this platform is coming. What do they think about this design?
In this segment of the market, when we have, you know, the traditional segment being high performance and technical computing, you typically bid or involve or engage clients before actual designs are complete. So, you know, this platform here, without naming clients, has already been chosen for very large customers that we have installed into the next generation of technology or next generation of Intel architecture. So we've got a number of large installations that are planned over the next year to 2 years. But in addition, as we start to disclose this into other areas and other segments that broaden the market beyond just HPC, there's a lot of excitement starting to build.
Any other questions from the audience?
All right, so IBM has seen many revolutions in the computing world, from giant mainframes all the way down to modularized commodity hardware. What's the next big leap in massive compute?
So it's a very broad question, you're right. We have had a very wide range of systems. If you look back, you know, when the mainframe era started, where there were you know, thousands and thousands of users and hundreds of applications to move to today, where there's billions of users and millions of applications. It's really grown very exponentially. If you look at the next generation data center, and you look at what's happening in these data centers, a lot of the resiliency in the environment to manage the assets, the physical hardware, is moving up into the infrastructure. So we have systems today that are very centralized today, like our mainframes and like our large enterprise class servers, both in System X as well as other architectures. And now we have capability here in simpler designs that can take many, many, many cores. So we're going to see a lot more cores, but more importantly, we're going to start to see the compute and data management and data movement be more and more important as we go forward.
Now, you announced a new storage product today as well. Can you tell us about that?
The 3650 is our workhorse product. It's a 2U rack, 2-socket device. So we introduced the follow-on. Actually, we introduced an additional product, I should say, called the HD. HD takes up to 26 files in it, so it's a lot of high-density storage. So if you're running Hadoop workloads and you want to have local storage, where we see more and more trends occurring with localized storage, direct attach, then this has a strong capability to be able to not only store the data, but act on the data going forward.
I noticed that you talked about the fact that you launched the NextScale platform for cloud service providers and hybrid data centers. A lot of talk has gone along, you know, the cloud doesn't really care about hardware and what platforms are being used. You chose to deliver a fairly robust platform for your cloud service provider customers. Can you talk a little bit about why Xeon E5 for these solutions?
There's probably three dimensions to that. First, it is a robust platform, but it is not so robust. When I say that, it doesn't have all the hierarchy of the management. So we have the simple management. It also doesn't have the very, very simple. We have the IMM, our management module, in this technology, where a lot of very inexpensive, very minimalist systems don't have that capability. They're simple in design and not a lot of intelligence going around them. The focus was really on how to really drive scale, how to drive density, and how to design for the future.
What comes next for IBM in terms of delivery of this platform and future innovation?
So we announced today that we're investing $1 billion over the next 3 years in development and R&D for a System X portfolio. It's quite a commitment.
It's a little bit of change, yeah.
It's a little bit of change, but we build on an industry ecosystem. You know, we don't have to organically develop a lot of things. Our capabilities and the breadth of how we evolve and involve the ecosystem and the depth of our technology and our capabilities to really exploit it. So we build value on top and around the ecosystem. Last year, IBM announced Pure Systems, a very large launch, really focused on expert integrated systems. This year, we've launched NextScale, as well as the entire refresh. If you think about the portfolio of System X, where we have blades, we have enterprise class servers, we have rack and tower, and we have dents. Blades we did last year, rack and tower we refreshed entirely today. Dents we evolved. So what we have left is our evolution and our enterprise class. So we'll continue to look at this entire portfolio and evolve it to the customer and industry needs.
Well, Brian, it's a delight to talk to you. Congratulations on the major launch. I mean, that's quite a feat for IBM engineers. And thank you so much for the collaboration and spending time with us at IDF today.
Thank you, Ellison. Appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.